Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Sheriff's deputies and the County Drug Task Force are investigating a suspected marijuana grow located on McKinleyville Avenue. Deputies had responded to the location regarding a marijuana investigation. They found a large moving van parked outside the residence and smelled the strong odor of marijuana. Deputies arrested three men, 25-year-old Jeff Halverson, 27-year-old Lee Wilson, and 28-year-old Frederick Nicholas at the location after finding more than 200 pounds of processed weed with a street value of $400,000 and a hash lab in the residence. It appears the plants were brought to the residence to be turned into hash, and all three men were booked on numerous charges including possession, cultivation, and maintaining a residence for the manufacture of a controlled substance. Mendocino County deputies arrested a man wanted on a $350,000 bond in Oregon after contacting him and another man parked outside of a closed business in Ukiah. 24-year-old Buck Smith was wanted on a felony warrant and arrested the second man, 27-year-old Joshua Hilliard, who was arrested and booked for possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia. A Mendocino County Sheriff's deputy pulled over a vehicle driven by an Arizona man for a traffic violation, and the incident ended with the two men in county jail. The deputy pulled over 27-year-old Mesa, Arizona resident Eric Tysik and found that not only was he driving on a suspended license, he was also found to be in possession of brass knuckles and a spring-loaded knife. The deputy learned that Tysik was a convicted felon in Arizona. He was arrested, booked on several charges. The passenger, 22-year-old Zach Henderson, was also arrested after a search of the car turned up a semi-auto pistol, drug paraphernalia, along with heroin and methadone. Henderson was booked as well. Bail was set at $25,000. Fortuna police officers served a search warrant at an apartment on 12th Street after having identified two people as suspects in using stolen credit cards at businesses in the city. Officers recovered stolen credit cards from six victims whose cars had been burglarized at various locations throughout the county. Officers recovered a firearm, ammunition, meth, and prescription medication during the search and arrested three people, 41-year-old Vonda Lyles Carlson, 34-year-old Whiskey Moran, and 34-year-old Timothy Utterback, all of Fortuna. The three were booked into county jail on numerous charges. If you suspect you may be a victim, you're asked to contact the Fortuna Police Department. More KINS News after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
The Board of Supervisors met this week in another installment of General Plan Update meetings. While the supervisors and staff worked to inform the public about the general plan, Eureka City Manager David Tyson continues to support an east-west rail line.
So far, we've generated a lot of support regionally, statewide, even at the federal level, there's discussion on this topic. No one has said no to the idea of support. We now have we're putting together a memorandum of agreement with Humboldt, Trinity, Tehama counties, the city of Eureka, and a group called Upstate California, which is a Northern California marketing and economic development group.
Tyson goes on to say that support for a rail project is coming together and work on a feasibility study will begin shortly.
All the parties that I mentioned have given support to this idea, so we're now bringing them on to form what we call now the Upstate Rail Connect Committee, and they will be the group that would go out and seek funding, would look to hire a consulting firm to look at this, to do the feasibility study. And the group would also be the governance of that process and would provide the transparency that is necessary.
The goal of revitalizing the rail line is to revive economic activity on the North Coast. With the KINS of the News, I'm Anthony Mantova.